Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors, each representing one European country under the 27 Times Cinema initiative. And right now I'm joined by Eva Martinovic.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is the ambassador of Croatia for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. So, welcome to Fred, Eva.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, how did you apply for 27 Times Cinema and why? And what does this opportunity mean to you?
The format for applying comes to me like every year, but I wasn't brave enough, to be honest. And this year, my colleague from Pannonian Challenge, she sent to me and she was like, I really think you should apply because I see you in this. And I honestly also didn't think that I would apply. I wasn't brave enough. But the day after, I took a summer job in Croatia. And the day before leaving my home, I was like, should I or shouldn't I? And I just called a couple of friends and we met and I made a script and I did like a short, really, really short movie based, like, yeah, application. So, yeah.
So you are here.
I'm right here, yeah.
I read from your profile that your dream job would be acting and directing.
Yeah.
And tell us more about your background.
In particular,
your background in
general.
Cinema in general, or why did you decide that this could be your dream job?
Yeah, well, in a sense, in a sense of directing, I started doing photography pretty young, like I was 15 years old, and occasionally doing the photography, it led to a videography. And when I started editing, when I started shooting, I was like, okay, I really see myself telling stories in a very different way. I love how this format speaks to me. I love how it can speak to other people also. And I really enjoy the fact that with the same material, you can perceive a story in so many different ways, which I think makes it a bit harder also. But again, I think that with a lot of work, with a lot of consideration about your art, you can make something that can be influential to you, really can speak about your story, and also like people can emphasize with it, so it in a way can speak to other people too. So I would connect that to acting also, because I think that a great act, there's a lot of ways to perceive acting, and to there are a lot of techniques to it, of course, and you have to like work for it, of course. But then I think that if a person has a particular emotion and they are in a sense ready to express it to another human that is ready to receive it, it can really transform people, because a lot of movies transformed me in a way of like, I may not remember the story, but I remember how that person made me felt and what I felt like looking at the emotion they gave to me. So I kind of my mother recognized it first. She was like, because I'm very guarded of my emotions, and she was like, but maybe this is your channel to express those emotions. If you're not comfortable with them, find the characters, find the stories, tell that stories. Make art that your soul wants to speak about.
So, your favorite film theater is Kino Rania, which is also the film theater you are representing here in Venice. What do you like about it?
Kino Rania has like this really old atmosphere to itself. And as I wrote, I'm really like stay-at-home person. But when I come somewhere, I like to like feel like homely there. So I really am feeling like I'm home there. And I also wrote this brick wall, like white brick wall, and it has posters on it. And I really want everyone like to go there because it's really small projection room. Like there is two seats on each side, so like there is not a lot of people can sit there. Mm-hmm. But it's so nice to be there. It feels like you're having like a very exclusional living room in which you just put projector and like it's really nice. So yeah.
And what about film festivals in your own country? And have you ever attended one of them or any?
Unfortunately not. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of them that I've heard about them. But my career path kind of wasn't in that direction because I started doing film in like a year and a half ago. And by that time, I worked in media. I worked on radio. And my job was to like go to those kind of stuff, but look them in a different way, which was good in a way that like I kind of saw it from a different perspective. So I can't talk a lot about it, unfortunately, but I think that Croatia has a good future in cinematography. I know a lot of good directors that are really approaching storytelling, Croatian way of storytelling in a different way, which I really think it's needed in Croatia. We really need some kind of refreshment in our themes, and I think that's happening, and I'm really glad for it.
And moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities, so workshop and masterclass, had you looking forward to the most and why?
If I had to, like, I think the whole experience was very, very, how to pronounce it, like, I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. I remember when COVID started, there were free masterclasses on some of the pages in the film industry. And I watched it a lot, and I never imagined myself like actually being in the room with like Celine, let's say. She made an impression, I can say that. And she's also our 28th jury member. I think for any young person in a film industry, whenever you get the opportunity you have like this, every knowledge is useful, and everything you can hear about people who are already doing it, it's pretty useful because it's a hard industry. And especially if you're from a small country, you can't really get the... I always like compare that to, let's say, I trained handball my whole like young years. And you have one trainer and he knows something. But then when the trainer changes, it comes with a different knowledge. That's how it's in the industry. So you can receive knowledge from some people that are on their level of knowledge and it's useful. But then again, from other people, you also receive like a different kind of knowledge that you can perceive in your own sense and then use it in a way which is authentic to you. Mm-hmm.
So thank you for sharing your experience with us, Iva.
Thank you for having me.
As the ambassador of this edition for Croatia. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.